I've always loved the spring roundup days. The clean smell of the air, the jingle of spurs, the laughter of the cowboys, the nickering of horses, the way the country looks when the sun pops over the horizon and makes the dew glitter like diamonds. And me down at the corrals, sharing the excitement with the cowboys and barking orders and taking charge of things and singing the saddle up overture and see maybe. It's a real crackerjack of a song, and I do it particularly well. The tune ain't all that great, but I like the words. Here's how it goes.
Saddle up. Saddle up. Saddle up. Saddle up.
Saddle up.
Saddle up.
Saddle up.
Saddle up.
Saddle up.
Saddle up.
Anyway, where was I? Oh yes, sitting by the yard gate, tied up like a common mutt, and watching another dog take my place on the crew. Let me tell you, fellers, it almost broke my heart. The cowboys mounted up and rode out across that grassy flat just south of the corrals. They were talking and laughing and playing with their ropes. Loper's colt was feeling frisky and started bucking. Loper put a good ride on him, and the others cheered. If I'd been there with them, I could have barked, but of course I wasn't, so I didn't. Benny the imposter was there in my place, trotting along beside his master. I had to look away. Drover, this is a dark day in my life.
Yeah, but it's getting brighter now that the sun's up. The sun always seems to make the day brighter.
I've been taken off the job, removed, replaced, cast aside like an old shoe. Nobody wants an old shoe, Drover.
Yeah, they wear boots most of the time.
Of course, there's another alternative.
You bet. They could go barefoot if it weren't for all the sticker weeds.
Just because they've put me on a stake doesn't mean that I have to swallow it.
Heck no, but steak sure beats dog food.
Anything that's been roped can be unroped. Anything that's tethered can be untethered. For you see, Drover, no knot is permanent.
Yeah, and if you know not, you're just plain ignorant.
Exactly. It seems that our minds are moving in the same direction, which is the true meaning of teamwork. Now, I guess you've already figured out what our next move will be.
Sure have. We'll just sit here and wait for Sally Mae to bring out the steak. Boy, I'm ready for one.
I stared at him. What?
I said, boy, I'm ready for one.
One what?
Steak.
Steak?
Miss Steak?
You're ready for Sally Mae to bring out a steak? What are you talking about, Drover?
I'm not sure. There for a minute I thought I had it, but I guess it slipped away.
I guess it did. Are you ready to get me out of this rope?
Rope?
I went nose to nose with the runt. Yes, rope. That's what we've been talking about. Untie the knot, and I'll get on with my business.
Oh, okay.
He spent 2 minutes gnawing at the knot, and also at my throat. Just the knot, Drover. Don't untie the throat.
I don't think I can do it, Hank.
All right, then chew the rope in half.
Oh, you mean just bite it?
That's correct. Pick it up in your teeth, bite it, chew it in half, and I'll be free.
Well?
He took 2 little bites at the rope.
It tastes bad, Hank, and it hurts my teeth.
Never mind how it tastes, and never mind about your teeth. Get on with the job. He started backing away.
To tell you the truth, I sort of wanted to go down and talk to Miss Scamper. I think she called my name.
I had taken about all of Drover's insubordination that I could stand. I had given him a direct order, and he had dared to talk back to me, which is something I don't tolerate. I roared, bared my fangs, and made a lunge at... All at once, I was lying on my back, looking up at the sky. I noticed an odd sensation in my neck, almost as though it had been stretched several inches. Yes. The clues began falling into place. Post, rope, neck. You see, in making my lunge at Drover, I had reached the end of my tether. The tremendous force generated by my forward momentum... In other words, Drover had escaped a thrashing by the narrowest of margins. Another couple of inches and I would have had him. At first glance, a couple of inches doesn't seem like much. But in the security business, I picked myself up off the ground and rolled a kink out of my neck. Get your little self over here and do what you are told. Immediately.
Oh, I think I'll go talk to Miss Scamper if it's all right with you.
It's not all right with me. I forbid you to talk to Miss Scamper, and when I forbid something, it means it's forbidden.
I know, Hank, but every now and then I feel a terrible weakness to do something forbidden.
We call that a weakness, Drover, and you must resist it. He kept backing away.
I'm trying to resist it, but something keeps pulling me in that direction.
It's your legs, Drover. Stop moving your legs and you'll become stationary.
I can't do it, Hank. My legs keep moving.
Drover, I forbid you to do anything forbidden.
Help! I'm being pulled towards Miss Scamper.
I can't help you. I'm tied up.
I know you are, but I'm not. Bye.
And with that, he went prancing down the hill. It was all coming clear now. The puzzles of the piecel were falling into place, the pieces of the puzzle. Using his tiny brain as a defense against reality, Drover had surmised that... Just because I was tied to the gatepost, I couldn't stop him from going down to talk with Miss Scamper. And furthermore, he was correct, which just goes to prove that a small brain is better than none at all, but in sizing up the situation, he had made one small miscalculation. For you see, he had overlooked the simple fact that I could chew my own rope in half. You might even say that, in the heat of the argument, I had overlooked this fact myself. The point is, all I had to do was chew the rope in half, and that is precisely what I set out to do. The fact that Drover had failed in this maneuver meant nothing to me for what he lacked in intelligence. He also lacked in sharp teeth, jaw strength, and endurance. I began the procedure by loosening up the enormous muscles in my jaws. I took the rope into my mouth, opened my jaws to their fully extended position, and crunch, and then crunch again, and then one more crunch. And then the darn rope did have a bad taste. It was a grass rope, don't you see? And it had been dipped in some kind of oil. And I never did care for the taste of oil, with the possible exception of bacon grease and chicken fat, but this stuff left a lousy taste in my mouth, and there must have been something about that oil treatment that made the rope stouter than you might have thought, because what I'm driving at is that it remained more or less intact. Come to think of it, that might have been half-inch steel cable instead of a grass rope. Yes, it was. So there I was, tied to a huge post with a half-inch steel cable. My roundup had been taken over by an outsider, and my assistant head of ranch security was down under the trees talking and giggling with Miss Scamper. And the whole thing left a bad taste in my mouth. I didn't think the situation could deteriorate anymore until Pete the Barn Cat came along. And at that point, it deteriorated further. It really was steel cable.